Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 186. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 186. Salvation of the world depends on me. Here is the statement that will one day take all arrogance away from every mind. Here is the thought of true humility, which holds no function as your own, but that which has been given you. It offers your acceptance of a part assigned to you, without insisting on another role. It does not judge your proper role. It but acknowledges the will of God is done on earth as well as heaven. It unites all wills on earth in heaven's plan to save the world, restoring it to heaven's peace. Do as God's voice directs, and if His voice asks a thing of you which seems impossible, remember who it is that asks and who would make denial. Then consider this: which is more likely to be right? The voice that speaks for the Creator of all things, who knows all things exactly as they are, or a distorted image of yourself, confused, bewildered, inconsistent, and unsure of everything? Let not its voice direct you. Instead, hear a certain voice from God which tells you of a function given you by your Creator, who remembers you and urges that you now remember Him. And so we find our peace. We will accept the function God has given us, for all illusions rest upon the weird belief that we can make another for ourselves. Our self-made roles are shifting, and they seem to change from mourner to ecstatic bliss of love and loving. We can laugh or weep and greet the day with welcome or with tears. Our very being seems to change as we experience a thousand shifts in mood, and our emotions rise us high indeed, or dash us to the ground in hopelessness. Is this the Son of God? Could He create such instability and call it Son? He who is changeless shares His attributes with His creation, His Son. Salvation of the world depends on me. Am I willing to accept this as absolute truth, as fact? Can I walk into the day willingly and willing to be a savior? Am I willing to let go of my plans, my special relationships, to lay these down and instead pick up the light of Savior? He is telling me in this lesson the truth and the fact that I am the Savior. I only need to listen to Him to know what to do. There is nothing I need to change in me to be the Savior. I have everything needed to be Savior. Am I willing to believe that I am the Savior? Am I willing to trust the voice to lead me on the path of Savior? I recently watched a movie, and at one point the leader of this group was with one of the people he was leading, and there were relative truths, facts that he knew, like he knew that they had to turn around at a certain time, and that they only had resources to last for a certain amount of time. These were just the relative truth. Him and this other person were talking, and the other person wanted to continue on until he could get to his personal goal, the mountaintop. And the leader locked eyes with him. The leader liked this person and wanted him to meet his goal. And when he locked eyes with him and he made a decision, he made the decision to let the special relationship between him and this other man and the goal, he let the personal relationship cloud his thinking, to reset his goal, to lay down the plan of salvation and instead pick up this separate and personal goal. And as the movie progresses, you see that in this one decision, whether to accept his plan or God's plan changes the outcome of the whole team that he leads. He goes from being on the path to Savior of the world to pursuer of his own separate dream. When we have vested interest in the outcome, isn't that an indicator that it's our plan and not Spirit's? If we know what the ending should look like, and we work towards making it look like that, isn't that an indicator that it is our personal plan? Salvation of the world depends on me laying my plans down, laying down my vested interest on how it all works out. And instead, it depends on me remembering the absolute truth and being devoted to it, not wavering, not laying it aside whenever it doesn't seem to help me reach an individual goal, the storyline I want to unfold. My salvation depends on me having a willingness Our salvation depends on me having a willingness. The salvation of the world depends on me having a willingness to let go of the individual. By letting go of the individual, I save the world. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to walk into my day with the willingness to remember the absolute truth and desire only it. Help me to not lay it aside when it becomes inconvenient to my personal plan. Help me to be devoted to it. Help me to understand that while I can't see how it will all work out, that isn't part of my job. My job is simply to be willing to be the savior of the world in whatever forms it looks like. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we let go of all the roles we have chosen other than Savior. We let go of all the roles we have assigned to those around us, other than Savior. We go with confidence that the voice for God will lead us. There is nothing we need to change about ourselves. All will be given us to do as He needs. In silence, we wait in confidence and devotion to hear Spirit's direction. Thank you for joining with me in the salvation of the world. Namaste.